once again, some supporters of the war in Iraq are talking about trying to bring back the draft. Just before Congress got the hell out of town for August, a general in a hearing on the war in Iraq made a chilling statement that by spring 2008, either troop presence on the ground was to be cut to about 70,000 troops or the draft reinstated. Until now, the occupation has been sustained by rotating troops in and out. The surge has been like a hit on the crack pipe where all the soldiers were sent at once. But there's a problem. Every crack high is followed by a crash, and every surge is followed by a drawdown. And the Republicans are now facing loss of the war in Iraq if they have to draw down the troops. Of course, they'll lose anyway. But George Bush may be so focused on the war that he'll decide to commit electoral suicide for the entire GOP and bring back the draft to try and save us war. But where there's a draft, there is resistance. As the Center for American Progress was formed in 2005, bringing back the draft would open a new front into war inside the United States. What do the Republicans think the kids in the Animal and Earth Liberation Fronts who burn yuppie construction projects and storm animal torture laboratories will do if they get draft notices? Don't they understand that protesters will also shut down whole cities while draft boards burn? Working at Selective Service would be like working at Huntington Life Sciences. There would truly be no sleep for the wicked.